Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
She's Josina Anderson, of course, NFL insider. CBS Sports headquarters, host of The Crew and Undefined with Josina Anderson. Josina, thank you for giving us a few minutes.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
I guess we got to start where a lot of your reporting has been over the previous 24, 48 hours, and that's with the NFL officials currently scheduled to meet with Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson in Texas this week. What is the latest? What do you know about any of these meetings?
Well, this is part of the ongoing process that the NFL has had, obviously looking into Deshaun Watson's case and situation that has been ongoing, obviously, since he was a member of the Houston Texans, with the civil cases still pending, though we know that two grand juries have come back and no-billed his cases from a criminal aspect, and he has not been indicted. But we all know that the NFL is a separate entity when it comes to reviewing matters and trying to determine for itself whether discipline needs to be remitted in accordance with the NFL's conduct policy. And as we know from examples in the past, and as Roger Goodell underlined in the at the owners' meetings at West Palm Beach, that there does not, you know, need to be charges for any discipline to come down, as we've seen in other cases with high-profile players and not-so-high-profile players.
Justina, do you think this is a situation where they're interviewing him last after they've done their investigation and we could see some sort of resolution on a suspension sometime soon, you think?
You know, while I think it's good to look at, you know, trends in history of how things have happened in the past, and they can provide guidance just like anything, and that includes like even stats in sports, it's not necessarily a hard and fast indication of how things will go in at the present time. So it's completely within the NFL's latitude and discretion to circle back to something again and something to take longer. You know, right now we're in May, we're in the off season, and, you know, there is not necessarily a rush for them to do something right this second, although they could. But there's just not, there's still a lot of mitigating factors to consider. And that includes the fact that the civil cases are ongoing and whether they would like to wait for those to be done or not. Whether they would like to, you know, get his opinion now or his thoughts now relative to that meeting and weigh in, you know, in advance of this season starting as well. And I think Deshaun Watson's case is so unique because obviously he was not served any suspension for this at all, but he did miss all of last season, but on his own volition. And at the same time, you know, this is the first time that he is playing since the cases, or could obviously, you know, play with the fact that he's obviously on a new team. And that presents a different set of circumstances for the NFL and how they feel about those optics and also how they feel about the substance of the review that they have so far.
Yeah, you said it's unprecedented, and you're right. It's definitely a unique case. It's very different than anything we've ever seen. On that note, though, there's still the possibility out there, Josina, that he gets suspended for part of this year, has the cases in the offseason of next year, and then gets suspended again. Do you see that being something that the NFL would look at? Like, not just a one punishment, and you're clear, and we're done with this?
So because the commissioner's power is so broad and wide. Anything is possible, literally anything. I just literally anything. So the answer to your question is yes, anything is possible. I think it's interesting when you look at, and not because these cases are similar, let me make sure I underline that, but when you look at the case of Ben Roethlisberger and look at the case of Ezekiel Elliott, just as examples, again, not because they're the same, but those cases involved one woman. And Deshaun Watson's case involves 22 women, though none of which have brought about criminal charges, though even in those cases that I brought as separate examples, none of those cases involved criminal charges as well. And I recall a conversation that I had with a source maybe 6-8 weeks ago, 2 months ago, and maybe even further back than that, because obviously I have a lot of conversations I don't remember. But I remember this comment when I was trying to get kind of an idea of the way in which the tea leaves would kind of unfold in this situation. And this particular person said to me, and it was just obviously an anecdotal thought, but it was, you know, even if one person had something happen, you know, that was the case, you know, would that be enough for how many games or how many, you know, how much time out? And when I hear things like that, sometimes it just gives me a window into how, you know, people perceive things or how people are looking into things. And last week when I tweeted, or it might have been the week before when I tweeted for something similar as far as like giving me an idea of how things may unfold, and the comment that I tweeted was a source telling me, you know, to look at the history of recommendations that have been made to the commissioner. Again, none of this is a guarantee about anything, but sometimes it just illuminates thinking around cases that just kind of give you some sort of, you know, parameters for, you know, how things could potentially unfold.
You're seeing one other story that we talked about with Deshaun, and you talked about this on your social media platform this week, is that he is going to take his entire offense to the Bahamas for a little getaway and work on some stuff on the field and more for team bonding too.
I think is great, yeah. By the way.
You like that?
I think that 100% I like that. I think that it's a great idea with respect to the objective for it. Which is to bond and, you know, develop football chemistry and to continue the off-season training. Deshaun is new to Cleveland. He is new to this team. He also has not played professional football on the field for an entire season. So when you look at the fact that you're trying to accomplish a lot in a little bit of time, I do think something like this is helpful, especially with the intent going in. And so, yes, I do think that is positive.
Yeah, it's also a good way, I think, Josina, to kind of show his teammates, hey, if you haven't seen any of me outside of just what you've seen through publications or articles, you get a firsthand chance to really dive into the person that he is.
And not only that, he can afford it. So we're all in favor of people who can afford things, treating people.
Yeah.
Surely, I'm not going to be opposed to that if I were the beneficiary of that. So, you know, that's great. You know, I think he can afford it, and it's a great gesture. And, you know, as far as mechanically what it's, you know, what it's put together for, I think it serves its purpose with that intent.
Josina Anderson joining us here at 92.3 The Fan, of course, CBS Sports, host of The Crew and Undefined with Josina Anderson. I got to ask about Baker. How do you think this all ends?
That's a great question. So for Baker, and I think this takes a little bit more time to answer, but I do think it's a great question because there's just so much wrapped up in it for Baker. But, you know, I'll kind of go back and circle and weave through some of the things that I've said also on social media as well. I think the first thing that I want to say is, you know, when I look back and reflect on last season relative to the things that I know, not my opinion, but relative to the things that I know, right, as far as how I'm informed, there are a lot of things that I was not in favor of and did not like, right? And I've said that on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I can also understand and appreciate areas that I've seen that illuminate Baker Mayfield's like passion and his fight and his battle and, you know, like how juiced he gets for a game. I there's a lot of things that I do appreciate. And I remember when I first interviewed him at the Combine in Indianapolis when he was a rookie before he was, you know, drafted by Dorsey. He walked past me, and I always talk about this. Hold on a second. Ed Warder just tweeted something, so let me just see what this says.
It's okay.
The first direct meetings between the NFL investigative team led by Lisa Friel and Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson have begun in Texas. The league seeks to determine if he violated the NFL personal conduct policy, and if so, whether discipline should be imposed. All right, so yes, we know that those are ongoing. So back to what I was saying relative to meeting him at the Combine, he walked past me, and I felt that energy, you know, just that, you know, someone who has that fire in their belly, that gumption, and all of those qualities that you would want in somebody who's kind of in the trenches with you as a football player, as a quarterback, as a teammate, or what have you. And I think all of those things are positive, you know, for Baker Mayfield. But relative to the things that went down prior to OBJ's, you know, departure, I think that in reflection and relative to just kind of where his status is with the Cleveland Browns and what have you, I also think that there's a lot of things to learn from moving forward for him, you know, as just a player, person, and it's no different than any of us in our lives, in our individual lives, our careers, where we reflect and think about how things went down and how we would do things differently moving forward. With that being said, I do believe that Baker Mayfield deserves that opportunity to evolve, you know, as long as he's also continuing to show that, you know, he's open, you know, to that. Because the fact of the matter is that he's still a member of the Browns because, you know, a trade cannot get consummated relative to the value that needs to be there in order to execute it and probably some other mitigating factors, right? And we have to be real about that too. So what do I think should happen to answer your question? That was kind of a long-winded setup. What I think should happen is that I feel if he is allowed and there's not a situation kind of like OBJ where he was told to stay away from the facility, as long as Baker Mayfield is a member of the Browns, I feel as though he should show up. I feel as though he should continue to be a professional. I think he should realize the situation that he is in and that the best thing for him is to do the things that I just mentioned. I think Albert Breer also echoed that on Twitter as well yesterday too. And basically remind everyone that you're still out there and remind everybody of your skill set and the availability of that skill set and that you're willing, you know, to, you know, be in a disposition or comport yourself in such a way, you know, for progress and success moving forward.
Josina, do you think that the Browns will have Baker Mayfield on the actual roster once the season begins?
If necessary.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If necessary, I mean, I've been reporting this since the owners' meeting, which is that, you know, the Browns are prepared for the long haul if need be. You know, from an economic standpoint, that they have the ability to carry him or will have the ability to carry him is necessary. I mean, we just watched the Texans, obviously in a very different circumstance, you know, carry Deshaun Watson. Obviously the prices are different. I know with the construct of Deshaun Watson's contract now, especially for the 2022 compensation, which is $1,035,000. But the point still being that they still did it because they did what they had to do. And I think the Browns have to do, this is just my opinion, it's not reporting, that they have to do what they have to do because of Baker Mayfield's pedigree as a former number one overall. you know, the teams out there in the NFL cannot get Baker for free. And the other thing that I want to say to your audience and the people who continue to talk about the fact that this is about money. It is about money, but it really is not about money. Baker Mayfield's fifth year option is, I believe, 18.858. And when you think about where the quarterback market is right now and how much quarterbacks get paid, if they're going to be the starter for your team, which is what you would think a team trading for him would want him to be, $18 million is cheap. And there's not a team out there who, if they need a quarterback, can't make the situation such that they can accommodate Baker Mayfield.
Agreed.
That's really not the issue here. Yep. It's definitely not the issue for the Panthers, who have Sam Darnold at the same amount because they came in at the same year, so they're on the same fifth-year option value. And Matt Corral is third-round money, which is not much. And so even if you combine those two salaries of Matt Corral and Sam Darnold, you're basically just about $2 or $3 million over of just the payment for Jimmy Garoppolo at 25, 26, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not... That's that, you know, so you would be three over that. So you'd be at 28, you know, saying you're combining those things or something like that. That's not a lot of money when you're thinking about quarterbacks being upward of $45 million now.
Josina,
what it is about is principle and philosophy. It's just it's the principle that people feel like the Browns have to get rid of him. And it's the fact that they feel like they shouldn't have to pay a certain amount because of that circumstance. That's what it is.
Yeah. Josina, let me ask you a final one. We'll get you out of here. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate Jadeveon Clowney to sign soon? And if he does, is that with the Browns?
And well, if you're asking me my opinion, or how do I say this? Okay. Well, one, let me answer your first question. No, I do not anticipate him signing soon. And two, I think there's I wouldn't be surprised to see him sign with the Browns. That's how I answer that question.
Okay. All right. Asked and answered.
There it is.
You did a very good job with that. Thank you.
It's not my first
rodeo. Yeah, we know that. Josina, great stuff as always.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We're checking out Undefined with Josina Anderson, also the crew and everything you do at CBS Sports. And you're just so great and gracious with your time. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks,
thank you so much. Josina Anderson right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!